before them was a scene they'd never forget. They found themselves in a huge space, almost as wide as a motorway, lit by a row of tall street lamps. But beyond these lights, on the far side of the cavern, stretching as far as they could see in both directions, were houses. Will and Chester moved towards this apparition, staring wide-eyed around the huge street. As they reached the pavement, they paused briefly to inspect one of the streetlights.
"It's like the..."
"Yes," interrupted Will, touching his pocket where his father's luminescent orb was carefully wrapped in a handkerchief. The streetlight was a much larger version, held in place by a four-pronged claw atop a cast-iron post. Chester looked up at the windows of the buildings.
"Do you think anyone really lives here?"
"It's only one way to find out," said Will. The house was simple and elegant. Windows lined either side of the front door, which was painted with green gloss, and had on it a knocker and a bell push of deeply burnished brass. 167, said Will, as he spotted the digits above the knocker. He crouched down below the window, then slowly rose above the sill and peered through the small gap. He could see a fire burning in a hearth, and in the firelight could make out some chairs and a sofa, and the walls which were covered in framed pictures. Will moved aside to let his friend see. Meanwhile, he began working his way along the front of the house. He stopped as he reached the corner of the building.
"Hey, wait for me!"
hissed Chester, terrified that he was going to be left behind. When they reached the next front door, a thought occurred to Will and his eyes narrowed. Recognising the look, Chester reached out to try to stop him.
"Will, no!"
It was too late.